wa sodo oluwa pelu edun re jesu yo mu gogo isoro re lo wa wonu orofe iyanu jesu yo sokun paye re di mo
Oni yi ni okoko parun kuro ninu aye mi. Oni ni okun aje ba okoko ati sere ninu aye mi. Amen. Loruko Jesu bi ati waju Oluwa leti Oluwa be ni yori. Oko ni foruko re. Loruko Jesu Oluwa wa. Koko nti mo fi ba wa soro ninu iso ti eni bo ti gbe ojo keta. Oni iso ojo keni ninu aye ni. Eje ki gbogbo wa ko jo so mi o gbo esi ojo keni ni mo fe ba yin soro le lori oni koko nti mo fi ba wa soro ninu isoji ti teni nitori awon akoko hallelujah amen mo fe ki e mo wi pe ari iru awon akoko ba isoji gan nsi awon nti ni awon
this is our condition. Any time to do revival.
Amen. Yes. You see, your journey moving by ourselves.
Walk.
Share your journey.
Before they walk.
Share your journey. You went Genesis, Orikini,
for Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 5.
You went Corinthians. Orikan, Ogun si wa loju ibu emi Olorun si ra baba loju omi Olorun si wi pe ki imale ki o wa imale si wa Olorun si ri imale na pe o dara Olorun si pa la si agbede meji imale ongokoko Olorun si pe imale ni osan ati okoko ni oru ati asale ati omuro o di ojo kini amen any ta lo Olorun soju re danu ataye to bi le kon ni ogbon teniyan lo bi bere yan sina ba tun fi ogbon Olorun da iru eni be lo hallelujah ẹyin a ma bu omo yin kale ke si so itan da ti mu ebi kan ti mu ebi yin fun abe e pe be na ni awon ti o ba olorun ni olorun ma gbe kale a ma so fun won pe joko ko sile bi mo ti da orun ataye ni ko sile fun iran eni be ni mose be olorun se fun mose Mose ni ẹni tí Ọlọ́run lò láti kọ bí Ọlọ́run ti ṣe dán ọ̀run àti ayé. Torí Ọlọ́run bá lò bí ènìyàn bí ìgbà tí ọ̀rẹ́ ń bá ọ̀rẹ́ sọ̀rọ̀. Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni Ọlọ́run bá òun sọ. Mose tí a ti ń sọ yìí, ó jẹ́ ọmọ Ísírẹ́lì láti inú ẹ̀yà tí a pè ní Lévi. Ẹ̀yà Lévi. Nítorí náà bí ẹnikẹ́ni bá fẹ́ sọ ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ gbọ́dọ̀ mọ̀ wípé kìí ṣe Yorùbá kìí sì ṣe Yíbò kìí sì ṣe Haúsá kìí sì ṣe Arab ṣùgbọ́n ó jẹ́ Ebèrù ọmọ Ísírẹ́lì ni amen. Nítorí náà a sọ ọ̀rọ̀ nípa ẹni tí a mọ̀ ni láti ibi tó ti wá ibi tó ti ṣẹ̀ wá ní amen. Ní àtẹ̀tẹ̀ kan ṣe bí Ọlọ́run ti ṣe fi hàn bí Ọlọ́run ṣe pè jókòó bó ti ṣe sọ fún pé ní àtẹ̀tẹ̀ kan ṣe Ọlọ́run ó dá ọ̀run ayé mo wá sọ fún wa bí ayé ti wà ní bẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀pẹ̀ yẹn pé kí ọlọ́run nígbà tí Ọlọ́run tó jẹ ohunkóhun báyé ti wí bó ti rí nígbà náà.
That was how the heart was before. The heart was without fall.
If you are saying
something without fall, that is there is no fruit of anything in it. Your life will move away from without form and it is born. That is, there is not a
time.
Both living and non-living things, it is born. And most of it is that there is darkness over it. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw it. God said there should be light and there was light. And God saw the light to
move.
And he called the light morning. And called the darkness night. And morning and night, and it was
the
morning. Hallelujah. The book of 2 Corinthians, verse chapter 4.
2
Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 to 7.
Ó ní nítorí náà bí àwa ti ní iṣẹ́ ìrànṣẹ́ gẹ́gẹ́ bí a ti rí àánú gbà.
Therefore seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hiddenness of this
honor. Àwa kò rìn ní ẹ̀tàn.
Not working in craftiness.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni àwa kò fi ọwọ́ ẹ̀tàn mú ọ̀rọ̀
Ọlọ́run. But handling the word of God
to be good.
But by manifestation of the
truth. Àwa ń lé ẹ̀rí ọkọ̀ olúkúlùkù
ènìyàn tó wọ́n níwájú Ọlọ́run. Commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
Ṣùgbọ́n bí ìyẹnlẹ́lẹ́ wá bá fara sí.
But if our gospel be
heed,
it is heed to them that are lost.
Nínú àwọn ẹni tí Ọlọ́run ayé yìí.
In whom the God of this world
has
blinded the minds of them who did not. Bless the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, to shine on today. For we preach not ourselves, for Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in heading vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God. are not of us. The manifestation of darkness from this place to everywhere you shall be listening to this word, in Jesus' name it shall be consumed. The spirit of darkness, the law of darkness, the manifestation of darkness will be consumed in Jesus' name. The authority of darkness, Jesus' name, will be in vain in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want you to say big amen.
Perfect, yes, sir. Amen.
I
will read Ephesians. Chapter 5, verse 8.
For
in the sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For
the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth.
Proving
what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather fruit of them. This night we shall remove darkness and its work. We shall remove darkness and its work. Amen. These three verses I've read to you, this way I'll be talking to you. The topic I'll be talking to you is the first day war. In Jesus' name, it's well with you. As I've told you, that Genesis, it was written by the prophet of God, Moses. Moses has great grace. It's not just a person that has fed himself, that has fed his belly, and just starts writing nonsense. But it's the person that God sat down. Take your pen and book. What I'm showing to you, start putting it into record. You have heard how God put into the mouth of the Orim. It was when God gave the commandments of judgment. Out of the commandment God gave for Moses, part of it, the countries of the world are removing from it to govern themselves. There is no doubting. He made us know that in the beginning, how the earth was. And he told us what was created. What God first created is the light. He said the earth was not like this before. The earth was without form, and it was void. And darkness was all over the face of the earth. For the first thing God did was that let there be light. What did this thing ask of this generation? What did God want to do in our life? In the life of those that are listening to this voice, you know what God wants to do with the three verses I've read unto you. And I called it the topic in the first day war. I will take it in three subtopics to talk to you. I will take it in three subtopics. The first subtopic is the position of the canally born as a woman, a natural man, a person that is born naturally. The position that the person is. This is what I'm going to explain it to you. A person that is born through the sexually coming together of a woman and a person. The position the person is, I'll tell you. The second subtopic is the importance of the first day in the life of the person that is born naturally. The importance of the first day in the life of a man born naturally. The second thought of the
first
is the effort of a man born naturally to take to accept first work day. The effort of man born naturally to accept the first day work. Once again, I will tell you the position of a man born naturally. And I will tell you the importance of the first day work as a man born naturally. And I will tell you the effort to take that a man born naturally can take to accept the first day work. It is what we do. In the first authority, the position of a man born naturally.
Hallelujah.
The Bible made us know. And our conscience also tells us that everybody born through the sexual combination of a man and a woman is a sinner. There is nothing can use to make our self-esteem in our mind and our conscience. There is no clothes we can wear that can make us clean. Can see what the Bible tells us in the book of Psalms. Chapter 51, verse 5.
Only deity, you are the dead and you are the baby. At the end of the day, this is what you mean.
I'm telling you about the position a man born naturally is. A man born naturally. You, like you and I, you that we are born through the Adam and Eve, the position we are is the position of sinner. Is the position of an unclean man. Our nature we inherit from Adam. Our blood has already been contaminated by sin. That makes our body and our nature test for sin.
Hallelujah.
If you look at the book of Ephesians chapter 2, make us fast. I may not wait for you. Verse 1 and 2. And you at equity, who we are dead in trespasses and sin. That is, a man born naturally. Sin had made us dead to God. As a dead man knows nothing, that's how he made us. He made us not to know God. How not to the language of God. Verse 2. Hearing in time past, he worked according to the course of this world, according to the course of the power of the air. The spirit that now worketh now in the children of disobedience. I'm telling you about the position of man born naturally. This is what the book of God told us. That I and you, it is through the combination of a man and a woman, they impregnated themselves and they born the person is a sinner. He has inherited sin. He has inherited sin and been born as a sinner. What the Spirit of God is using to make as an example in the book of Genesis chapter 1 is the life of man. Anybody that has not been born, anybody that is born naturally, sin will make that person's life without fall in spirit. Sin will make the person's life fall in spirit. And spirit, sin will make darkness cover the life of that person. A man born naturally. This is the position that the mistake of our forefather made us to. That's why God made him record it, that the world was without form. when God has not yet created, when God has not yet done anything in it, it was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the heart. That's how the life of the man born naturally is. That's also the life of the man born naturally is. But today God is going to do something to you. That will make me come to the second subject. That's the importance of the first day work in the life of the man born naturally.
Amen.
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 Even though that God will put trust in the life of a man, but the darkness of sin will make a man's life fall. The darkness of sin will make a man's life without fall. Darkness covered the life of a man. That's why they don't know what God made him, created him as. Why man don't know how God created him? How God created him? How God called him as? He don't know why what God called him. It's the darkness. When darkness cover your life, it will make what God is calling you. It will make your mind open. I want you to see Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. Is as the position a man born naturally is, and the importance of the first day work. The first day work. What's the meaning of first day work? The first day work is that God created the light. This light is just like understanding, enlightenment.
Praise the Lord. Just maybe that you must have seen now.
Maybe in the morning. When they said, it's already done.
Hallelujah.
It's already done.
Yes.
It's done. It's already done. It's already done. That the morning has come. You see that it's not the power of the sun or the power of the moon. Maybe by 6:30, 7:30. That's the first light that God created. The darkness has not yet covered. Said there should be light, and there was light. And God divided morning and night.
Hallelujah.
Instead there should be light. Hallelujah.
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 You can ask me that. Pastor, why did God first created the light? When something is without form and void and darkness covered the face, why is it that God first commanded the light? God knows the importance of the light. That if there is no light, there is nothing he can create that will be alive. There is nothing that he can create that will be alive if there is no light. Fishes, birds will not be alive if there is no light. Hallelujah. These are those things that we can learn. What do first, you should not do it last. You can first create man if you are the person. If you are already creating, you will be dying again. We will not say that it's not possible. Why is it not possible? Is that we don't do what we first do. If God commanded man first out, the person will not be able to see.
God first. Hallelujah!
God first.
Amen!
Amen!
All the people in
The word I'm saying is a great light which shall send out the darkness of the light. Hallelujah. God created the light and there was light. Because God knows that if there is no light, there is no other thing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
After God said there was light and there was light, there should be light and light. And God, it was a whole day that he said there should be light. He considered it. If God can just give light and there was light, and he rest and he considered it, that anything you have done, you must sit and look at it. You must not do everything. If it were you, you can do everything in a day. You can create all those things in a day. But God did everything step by step. Second Corinthians 4. It made us to know that the light God first created is the gospel of Christ. Stands at the gospel of Christ. That Satan is the face of this world. It made us to know the position of man born naturally. It puts man into a complete darkness. It makes man's mind dark. Man's mind that is dark makes him smoke. Makes him smoke marijuana. Makes him eat
cocaine.
But when man's mind is dark, both cigarettes, both alcoholic drinks, they are not sweet. Fornication, adultery kills man. But because the prince of this world made man's mind.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God of this world that blessed the light of
the light of God's rule. I will
take away the darkness of your heart. The importance of the first day of
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It was gospel that came into Nigeria that brought education also into Nigeria. It was gospel that came into Africa that slavery was taken away. It was gospel that entered into Africa that stopped killing of twins. It stopped all those things that happened because it was the land. And if it entered your mind, it was when it entered Africa that I told you what happens. When it entered Nigeria, I told you what happens. Other religions are there for long, but because it was not the light, when God came in, it was then that adequate healthcare came in. It was then that our farmers came forward. It opened our eyes.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. It is important. If you are rich and you don't receive gospel, you are going to spend your money lavishly. It's the money that will be using you. Won't use it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you are educated and you don't receive God's gospel, you are going to dress like an illiterate. If you are educated, you also dress like an illiterate. Because gospel is going to enlighten your mind. Is the life that will bring dawn into your heart. Will make you know your right spouse. The right behavior to your partner. This is the will of God for you. This is the right
behavior.
Yeah, it's going to enlighten your mind. These are your
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The main importance of the first day war. If you born a child and you don't receive gospel, you are going to spoil the child. You are going to know what God has created into the world. How to use it. That's why God is the Spirit of God.
What is it?
For God commanded can you let that light shine in your heart to give the light of the glory of God?
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Amen!
The songwriter said, if there is no Jesus, what kind of life you shall be living? The enemy will have ruined my life. Let me praise God that saved me.
Hallelujah.
The word. Hallelujah. If it were not for Jesus Christ, where shall we be? So anywhere you are, God makes the gospel of Jesus Christ is important to your life, because it's the light that can enlighten your mind. It's the one that can make the darkness that you are born with take it away, and it can make God reborn you spiritually. Everybody born carnally is already a sinner. That will make me come to the source of suffering.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. The gospel of Jesus Christ. The one that redeemed the world and make the world like
this.
If it were not for the gospel of Jesus Christ, the world would have been in darkness, in real darkness. The world will have been a difficult place to be. It's the gospel of Christ. It is true that the Spirit of God enters into man. Those that the Spirit of God enters in them, those are those that are created that other people are copying.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! So what are the efforts? Effort that you can take. Your effort as a man born naturally to accept the first day work. I told you that God has created the heaven and earth. I'm talking about the God of perfection. If you want God to work in your life, where God is going to start is that you receive gospel first. If you are wealthy and you don't receive gospel, you will not enjoy the wealth, your wealth.
Hallelujah.
Receiving gospel.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. What are you going to do? Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Let me read it from
God.
Brethren,
if you are coming at the end of the world, see a lot of
things that you need to
put in your life.
For I bear them record that they they have the zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Paul is talking about the Jews, that they have zeal for God, but it's not according to the set aside plan of God. They are following because they do not know the
going
about to establish their own righteousness. They do not worship the righteousness of God, because God is for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that
Moses
for Moses described and confess it. Is it not that you are just coming to the church? Have you given your life to Jesus? Have you given him? Have you received him? Can you confess him? Have I given my life to Jesus? I'm told that today, tomorrow, and next tomorrow, I will tell you about the world. God created the light first, and there was light. And God divided morning and night. This is the time which darkness is manifesting your life. Bow your head down where you are. I have given my life to Jesus. I've used my mouth to confess. And if you have not confessed your mouth, confess it now. I've confessed now that Jesus is Lord. And I believe in my heart. The reason for that, stand on your feet. I confess with my mouth that Lord Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart that he has been dead. Say it three times. That I've confessed with my mouth that Lord
is Lord. I've confessed
with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. And I believe that he is risen from the dead.
I confess
with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. And I believe in my heart that
There was light.
And God
said, Lord, you don't go.
Okay.